Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Terps, big game coming up Saturday afternoon, 3:30. Old school unis, old Bobby Ross Boomer style. 8.5-point favorites over the Spartans. Here to talk about that and everything else happening down at College Park. He is the athletic director of the University of Maryland. Joins us on the Ashley Furniture Hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Damon Evans. Damon, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm on the phone with you guys. I'm fortunate.
You are the luckiest man on the face of the planet right now.
Damon.
All right.
Well, I know, according to the two of you, I am.
Well, when we talk to our wives, they have the exact opposite view, but that's another story altogether. Let's go back to Ann Arbor last Saturday and the Terps. They hang and hang big time against Michigan, losing ultimately by 7. Where do you stand on moral victories? Because it seems as though Maryland gained more by losing that tight to Michigan than by beating up on a team they're supposed to beat up on.
Well, you know what? We don't really celebrate moral victories around here. Our goal is to continue to be highly competitive in the Big Ten, especially in this Big Ten East, which is a beast in and of itself. Our team played extremely well, felt that we could win that game. There's some things that didn't go our way in the game. When you got a game that's tight, that's where we want to be. We want to be in the game with the number four team in the country and give ourselves a chance to win, and we did that. There was a lot learned from the game. Our team responded well when it faced adversity. The opening kickoff, we didn't get our heads down after the fumble. We gave them one there. But we're just getting geared up to play the next game. But proud of how we're moving the program forward and what Mike Locksley is doing.
Now you go into this game on Saturday against Michigan State, game that could be heard on the Fan, of course, as pretty significant favorites against the team that won 11 games last year. How important is it, Damon, to, if you win by one or win by 101, a win's a win, but to go out there and maybe live up to the expectations now that others might have for the program?
It's nice to see that people have some good expectations about the University of Maryland and our football program. Our student-athletes and our coaching staff have earned that, but we've got to continue to play well on the field. This is another opportunity. Michigan State presents a great opportunity for us to get a good win against a very formidable opponent. We just got to go out there, execute. I like what I saw last week. Mm-hmm. Very few penalties. We showed that we had composure last week when we faced adversity, and that's got to carry over to this week. We can't just dwell on what happened this past weekend. We've got to build some momentum from it and go out there and take care of business against Michigan State. And from everything that I'm hearing and seeing, our team is focused in on this game and ready to play.
Hey, Damon, I was really impressed with the performance because it kind of changes – you know, people's attitude, changed my attitude, especially, you know, because I was driving, so I was listening to the game. And Michigan being up, you know, 7-0 after 8 seconds, I go, oh, man, now it's going to be 21-0 after the first quarter. You know, and then they take it right down the field, get a field goal and stuff to me. You know, and then they competed and played, you know, it was tied at the half. I said, yeah, this is a different Maryland team. And I would think, Damon, like from being on teams just like you, you know, the confidence that they gained when they walked out of that stadium, you know they're a good football team. And I hope that they're practicing like that. And they got a little swagger, you know, this week. So I'm thinking they're feeling pretty good about the way they played. And now coming into this game, you got to stack them. That's going to be the biggest thing because they got a chance now to stack some wins, you know, if they continue to play football like that.
Well, part of building a program is, first and foremost, you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe that you can win. You got to believe that you can overcome certain situations, challenges that you face. And I'm seeing that as we move forward. This team is growing. It's maturing. And it has this sense of we can go out and compete with anybody. And so I'm excited about we've got a great opportunity on Saturday against Michigan State. But it all comes down to what that final scoreboard says at the end of the day. And we want to be on the right side of the ledger as it relates to the score and get a win and gain some momentum and continue to move forward and make our fans proud and show people what Mike Locksley is building here.
Hey, Damon, talk to me a little bit about a couple new things that are going on. Number one, you know, the partnership with CQ, and then also the Best is Ahead Foundation. So go ahead, you know, tell the listeners about what's happening down at Maryland.
Well, this week we're going to be unveiling the new CQ Stadium here at Maryland. CQ is a great partner, a state agency that's been around for about 70-plus years. Our values are aligned with their values, some of the things that they do. When we decided to enter into this relationship, we didn't want it to be about just a sponsorship solely. We wanted this to be a partnership, something that would benefit not only athletics, but benefit our campus community and our surrounding community. So there are a lot of things that we'll be doing to partner with them, but they're excited about the revenue that will be generated from this, but also the other things, that their kindness campaign that they do. They're going to put together some financial wellness programs for our faculty and staff, as well as doing some financial literacy courses for students. So this is going to be a great partnership, and we look forward to unveiling CQ Stadium this Saturday against Michigan State.
Now, what about the Best is Ahead Foundation? Sounds like we're getting NIL rocking and rolling, Damon.
Well, we got to make sure we can compete in this new landscape of intercollegiate athletics.
Yep.
You guys have heard me say it. I believe in name, image, and likeness. I'm happy that student-athletes can monetize their name, image, and likeness. And the Best is Ahead Foundation is just another example of our donors, our boosters, our fans, our supporters stepping up. I'm pleased with what Jeff Leventhal and Dan Crowley are doing and leading that organization to really give our student-athletes some opportunities. But the way they focus that organization in community service and things of that nature and targeting certain charities is so significant, because it's not just about building the kids' brands and helping them to monetize their name, image, and likeness, but also preparing them for life beyond athletics. So great job by that group, and looking forward to continuing to build out all assets as it relates to name, image, and likeness.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fantasy, does every Thursday. Basketball practices will begin here shortly. But for the men, schedule, as we've talked about before, Damon, the times are out and the TV networks and everything that goes along with it. But how important is it to increase the non-conference competition, and how aggressive are you guys going to be, you and Kevin Willard, as a program, and making sure that is kind of the, Gonzaga, for instance, they play in a weaker, air quotes, conference, so they play a ton of powerhouses before they get into conference play. How aggressive is Maryland going to be in trying to maintain that level of comp prior to Big Ten?
We're going to be extremely aggressive. I hope that our fans see by the schedule this upcoming year of what we're trying to do. You see UCLA on there coming to College Park, which is going to be a great game. You see us going to Louisville, another formidable opponent. Then we go to Tennessee back at Barclays. We played Florida at Barclays last year and got a good victory. We've got Tennessee coming up. And then I think we play in a tournament that includes Providence, Miami, and some others. So we're going to continue to schedule aggressively, but also we have to make sure that we have a balanced schedule as we move forward. So I'm excited what Willard's doing in that area, and hopefully that our fans appreciate what we're trying to do.
Damon, how's the crowd looking for this week? It looks like rain, so hopefully, you know, the Terps can handle the rain. But
school unis too.
Yep, old school. What you know? Is there any other things going on other than people get to see you at halftime rocking those guns and everything?
You know what they get to see? They're going to get to see a well-oiled machine in our football team.
Oh, I thought you
wearing those Terps uniforms that I know people are buzzing about. Our fans love. It's a fan favorite. There's going to be some weather that we anticipate, and we need our fans to come out there more than ever during this time, because this is a time and an opportunity for Maryland to really step up, and we plan to do so. So rain, sleet, or shine, we need the fans to come out and take part in what we do on Saturday.
Damon, just get it over with. Send Vinny a selfie of you with guns out, please. so we can get over this thing.
You know what? Tell them to come work out with me. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, I don't know if you want to do that.
You guys will be like Hans and Franz. He's David Evans, Ashley Furniture Guest Hotline. Go to 1-800-I'm-A-Terp or umterps.com. And, of course, it is Thursday. Pick a song. Total Request Thursday at that.
You know, I can't remember if I picked this one before. I may have. It may be. But What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
Oh, strong selection. Thank you, Damon Evans. Enjoy Thursday. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Damon, we'll both be wearing large T-shirts, so they fit real tight.
Yeah, I'll be wearing a double XL, and it'll still be tight.
There we go. All right, Damon, have a great weekend.
Take care, guys.
Yep. There we go. You guys going to oil each other up eventually. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.